is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, that it's time to take a hard look at utility companies again. The other day I was talking to an archivist as part of an oral history project about Acorn, and we were covering the early 1970s. As we got ready to march forward to the 2080 campaign, she stopped me and said, "What about the utility campaigns?" Good point, and that's where we'll start next time we meet. But it also was a wake-up call and a reminder that gas, electric, and water utilities need to be front and center organizing targets once again, just as they were in the 1970s, for both the same and different reasons. The responsibility of utilities for clean water is obviously front page news these days, undermining the lack of infrastructure investment and, sadly, the willingness to inflict damage to citizens, especially minority and low and moderate income families, with lead and an array of poisons. Environmentalists have been hammering on power generating companies for some of the same problems as well as trying to wean them from coal-burning plants and towards more alternative fuels. The cheapness of oil and gas right now makes that push a little easier, but it's a fight. The battles of the 70s certainly included the issues of coal and the famous fight of Acorn in Arkansas to downsize the plans for what would have been at the time the world's largest coal-burning plant on White Bluff on the Arkansas River between Little Rock and Pine Bluff, proposed by Arkansas Power and Light, part of Middle South Utilities, now Entergy. But the fights were also over pricing. The costs were escalating for consumers while businesses and heavy users in industry were paying pennies for power and being subsidized by the small customer, or the biscuit cookers, as gas mogul Whit Stevens used to refer to all of us. Investor-owned utilities, as public utilities, are regulated by public authorities, either elected or appointed, depending on the state, but that also means that legislators are always open season for utility lobbyists, so guaranteed rates of return and patty cake handling is all too common. Maybe we're about to go to war again, though, as indicated by a huge dispute in central Louisiana with CLECO, an investor-owned operation headquartered in the middle of the state that serves only Louisiana residential customers, almost 200,000 of them, and wholesale customers in Mississippi as well. CLECO has the highest rates in the state, and that, along with its monopoly position, drew the interest of a private vulture firm that specializes in operating huge infrastructure projects. Macquarie Infrastructure and Real Estates and Real Assets is named after an Australian bank, but it's a U.S.-based operation with offices all over the world and big-time assets as well. It specializes in monopoly operations and products that are essential services, like ports, airports, and, of course, utilities. One of its recent properties is the Hawaii Gas Company. There can't be a more captive consumer base than being the only sole gas provider on the islands. Macquarie is trying to buy CLECO to keep singing that song, and CLECO's board was good to go, but the Public Service Commission is elected in Louisiana and so far has refused to approve the merger. Most interestingly, they are staying in the way of the very issue that makes CLECO so attractive to Macquarie, the exorbitant utility rates. Macquarie is trying to sweeten the pot by offering consumers a couple of months of free power. Several of the commissioners aren't fooled, though, and are demanding that the rates be reduced by 20% or more before they'll vote yes. Who knows if they'll stand pat or fold, but it's worth starting to look at utilities again. Gas prices are going up. Coal is on the ropes, but utility bills are continuing to rise. So it may be time to dust off some of the old strategies and tactics and take a hard look at these companies again and suit up for battle. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.